Okay, very pleased with our effort. Obviously, I think I look at really all three phases, offense, defense, and special teams had their hand in it with the punt return, the defense scoring a touchdown, getting an interception, and then the offensively, I know we started off a little slow, but we came back and very efficient and the balance that we were looking for, I think, with the run and the pass. But, some adversity that first half. I think you saw that we tried some different things. We had Nick Marshall out there, started him at nickel corner, and had some things going really all this week. Some guys were challenged, and I really felt like this week was a really good week of practice. I think if you talk to our guys, they felt like it. I think I mentioned it to the media during the week that our Thursday practice was highly, highly competitive, and it's cool that it worked out that way and that we played pretty well, because that's the message to be sent to this team is that, we're trying to create a standard. What does it take to get to that standard? And from every game, lessons to be learned. And there's some things out there that we need to get cleaned up. Some issues out there, the snap and some things like that took place, the missed extra point. So believe me, we've got a lot of things we got to work on. But working on it in these circumstances is better than the other choice. So I'll leave it open for questions.
How crazy was this game?
It was, especially the first half, And I think, especially look at the defense, what Nick Marshall was in there, and they threw a 40-yard pass on him. We just stayed strong, had a lot of confidence in him from what he's done all year and what he did this week, especially. But same thing, I think that offense had the same mindset. I was really pleased with the defense. I thought how the defense played, they came out ready to go. They were prepared. I felt like their energy was at a high level. I thought Bob did a really good job calling it, mixing up. We did some different pressures based on the quarterback. And I just felt like it was really well executed. We had a couple busts in there where they had some explosive plays. But overall, one of our cleaner games.
How much did you say to them at halftime?
Not too much. I talked to the defense, but the offense, it's a little bit different than last week. This week, when the offense was struggling, you just felt like, hey, we'll get it together. We'll get it together. But the play, the sack cause fumble that Branch had that went for a touchdown, that was a big play in the game now. Big play in the game because, they were on the other side of the 50. I thought that was a huge play.
I was going to ask you, which one of those touchdowns really was the spark? Was it the Branch touchdown or was it the 80-yard touchdown right there at the beginning of the second half?
I'd like to say both. You're making me choose. But I think the Branch one, just because of where they were in field position, where they were coming back, after we fumbled, we had the botch snap, and then we fumbled with Blake, so some things were going. Momentum was in their way. So I think it really changed momentum at that point. So I felt like that was a huge play in the game.
They did a good job of keeping Allen Robinson pretty much out of the game, and you guys still managed to score 37 points on offense. How big is that going forward?
Well, I think it's big because we always talked about we want to be a team that's fairly balanced. To have 400 yards passing and, 60 yards rushing, we'd rather have it where we're more similar to this was taking place. So if we can utilize all our weapons, because there's going to be times when teams do different things, and we got to take advantage of how they're playing it and how they're trying to scheme it. So I just, we said last week, I think the running game, the offensive line was really starting to come together. And give credit to Denard Robinson. He came in, and I thought he ran really hard, too, behind the offensive line.
Gus, watching the game, from observing the game, the second half appeared the defense played so much faster than they did in the first half. Did you notice that on the sideline, or was it something else that happened?
Well, they got the big play in the first half, and then we held them in the red zone. And then we held them another time in the red zone where they kicked a field goal. I thought those were two big stops right there because we've been struggling in the red zone on defense to stop them both on third down, force them to kick a field goal. I thought those were big plays. So even though you might not have felt the energy, I thought we were playing pretty well there other than that big play. But you're right. I think in the second half, that big play by Hearns opening up after a three and out by the defense. And it goes, look at the red zone, we played much better, and third down, we played much better. And, that's for the defense. We felt like we've been efficient on first and second down, but that was the key.
What do you mean by what you've said in the last few weeks about you're looking for the defense to play faster like that?
Yeah, well, I think play faster in recognition. We did some different things in the red zone, forced some throws and took away some of the timing. But I just think it was more of a complete game. I think last week we talked about, do you feel like you're plugging holes? Now you got the offense, now you have to go to the defense. And I felt like today, it was better. We still got some things we got to, figure out. But as far as the complete game, all three phases, pretty good.
Gus, how satisfying was this for you personally, being able to kind of get the monkey off your back with the Colts, AFC South rival?
Yeah, I don't know if that's what I'm feeling. I think I'm, you know, I told him in the locker room, I'm feeling more grateful more than anything. You know, I think with our team, just because it is tough what we went through last week, you know, to come in, kind of get punched, and the way they responded, and the way they practiced, the week of practice that we had, and the coaching staff, you know, it was a tough week. And I think that's more what I'm appreciative of, is just being grateful for our team and our players and how they responded and how they competed. And then, you know, more pleased for them, excited for them to have something all come together like this. And now we go back to work.
90 points in these last two games is the second most two games in Jaguar history, most in 15 years. Talk a little about it, how it's all coming together right this point and wanting to do it.
Well, we took a look at it on tape 2 weeks ago, I think, and we felt like really on offense, the protection and our blitz pickup and the TJ in there as a back on third down, we just felt like compared to the first game, it was really in sync compared to the first game. So we felt like, hey, they're starting to understand it, and they're starting to put it together and know the issues and know the answers to some of those problems. So, you know, we felt that part of it, and it was just a matter of executing. And, you know, we felt like, there's some things we need to correct to execute like we need to. But, you know, every game's different. We've had two good games of offense scoring, you know, but now next week presents a whole new set of challenges.
You get the branch return for a touchdown, and then you miss the PAT. Going into halftime, what did you guys, like, what was the feeling in there? What did you say to the players as you were entering?
Really nothing. I think they felt like, okay, you know what, we weathered the storm. You know, we didn't play very well, and you know what? We're capable of better. The defense was playing pretty well. Offensively felt like, all right, let's just go do the things that we're capable of doing. And it wasn't, I mean, you could feel it from them. They knew it. They had great confidence. And, you know, nothing really needed to be said too much. I thought, you know, we went in there and said, all right, here's how we're going to go about it. And we talked about it. And, we talked I'm not going to tell you exactly what was said. You almost got me. But, you know what, I think we just challenged, you know, each other as a team, and they did well. Yeah, I just told them, you know what, hey, we're going to need you. We're going to need you. It's unfortunate it happened, but we're going to need you. And, you know, what was he, 6 for 7? And, you know, on the day with field goals and extra point of those, you know, maybe I'm sugarcoating a little bit because there was one field goal. But, you know what, I think that's, you know, we keep challenging him. And I think I had to talk with him at halftime, just say, hey, we're going to need you now. And you talk about Murphy, both sides, offense, defense, experiences, adversity, and you got to respond. And a story can take place with how you respond. So it was more of that nature.
You lost Fitz Lesney last week, and you needed somebody to step up, and it looked like the man that really stepped up the most was Andre Branch.
Yeah, you know what, Brancher, let's give credit where it's due. He did. We really challenged him. We talk about uncomfortable now. It was uncomfortable for him this week. But in that once, I never saw a dip in his spirit. He had great energy the whole week. He took the challenge, and he's always played hard. It was just a matter of doing it consistently right every play. And without watching the tape, we'll see, but it felt like that. Also, the guy who gives a lot of credit, we're not talking a lot about Jordan Tripp. You know, he replaced Puz and went in there and called our defenses and made adjustments and checks and indicators. And we had some botched calls right away. But as a whole now, we're not talking about all the yards rushing we gave up and some of the issues and busted coverages. So, you know, credit goes to him, too, and the coaches for getting him schooled up in a short period of time.
Can you talk about Rashard Greene? I know you mentioned three phases, but it was a one-score game, and then we got
sure.
That touchdown since he's come back from the injury.
I think I will start with the punt return team. It just feels like they're holding on their blocks longer. I don't know if they sense it with him because they know with him there's a chance. And you know how sometimes people just, all right, hey, we got a chance with this guy. Hold a little bit longer, make the block, extend the block longer, and we got a chance. Now, also him. I think he's got great poise back there. Boy, he responds as a veteran. His mental side of it, his mindset's like a veteran. He just plays with poise, and he took advantage of it. He's always been a guy that goes north and south, and it's cool for him to experience that.
Can you talk
Since you were hired, have you been happier as Jaguars coach? You seem happier.
No, you know what? I think I always enjoy it, you know, but what a great day today, you know, so I really mean that. I think it is more grateful. You know, I'm grateful that these guys hung tough, stuck with it, and come out the way they practice, and for them to see it and to come together, that's the part I think I'm more appreciative than anything.
You look better that way, by the way.
Yeah, probably, huh? Okay, thank you.